Welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, influential leaders and their game-changing insights. I'm Jacqueline Stominger, CEO and founder of Leap to Your Success. That's leaptoyoursuccess.com. We help entrepreneurs, leaders, and CEOs grow their business, become unstoppable high achievers in their careers and life, gaining that 1% edge. We believe every professional has the power within them to leap to their greatest success that not only will impact their life, but the lives of the people they touch. So stick around to the end of the show and we will share with you how you can be our next guest. So stick around for those 15 to 20 minutes and let's be unstoppable. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast, where we hear from amazing leaders and get their game-changing insights on how to be better leaders and make a greater impact in the world today. And I am your host, Jacqueline Strominger. Today, I have the absolute pleasure of bringing on our amazing guest. It's Anna Brambilla. And she is fantastic. And she's smiling because my mouth is the Boston mouth and like words don't come out. So I'm like, how do I get your name right? Because names are so important. So I'm like, yay, did I get it right?
You did a great job. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes.
So let me give you a little information about our guest, Anna. So Anna's mission is to show coaches and consultants how they can reclaim their time and CEOs and executives and grow their businesses by outsourcing the right support. And that's really key because there's a key component to leadership. And so as a business owner, Anna has mastered the art of leveraging virtual assistants to scale her operations and focus on what matters most. And that is what has inspired her to launch her business. So
absolutely,
welcome to the podcast. So glad to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here. I'm so honored. Thank you.
So, yeah. So I always like to share and ask. So if you're thinking about you know what your business is, and reclaiming time, if you could give our leaders one, like right off the bat, running start tip, what would it be?
Do what only you can do, whatever that is, right? If it's revenue producing, do that. If it's operations, do that. If it's whatever, technology, do that. Find what only you can do and that you love doing. That's the other caveat, right? We all have things that we're really good at but don't want to do anymore. But do find what you love doing and can do and only you can do. Outsource the rest. There's tons of people out there who love to do the stuff that you might hate or that you don't want to do anymore. That's how I found the power of virtual assistants. It was a game changer. I actually tripled my revenue when I found virtual assistants because it's like, oh my gosh, I can do the stuff that I want to do, which is coaching and it's talking to people and working with, you know, to do revenue generating activities that I loved doing. And I found people in the Philippines that loved doing the admin and were so good at it. And they wanted to do that work. They didn't want to do the work that I was doing. And it's like, well, why should you do anything you don't want to? I mean, obviously, we have to pay our taxes. There's things we all have to do that we don't want to do. But, you know, do what you love.
Right. So, Anna, I've worked with some virtual assistants. So, first of all, I guess I want to ask the question, why the Philippines? Like, how does that become the hotbed?
It's fascinating. So I am just starting Virtually Aligned. So we've been around actually for about 9 months already. And what it is, it's a company that helps people who know they desperately want and need a virtual assistant, but don't know where to start or had a bad experience in the past and are looking for that virtual assistant. So my company is a direct placement company. It's not a managed services where you're paying somebody. You interview, hire, and manage that person directly. That person becomes a member of your staff. And so we help you with all that. And I can go into the process. I love talking about the process, but we can go into the process later. I found the Philippines, and there's lots of great countries out there. I mean, a lot of friends have virtual assistants from Latin America, and they're phenomenal. Or, South Africa seems to be coming up lately. And what I like about the Philippines is that it's a culture that really supports that kind of virtual assistant work. There's a lot of people who want that. A lot of people really, a lot of the virtual assistants that we have on our team are looking for that flexible work style and work time. I love it. I love that I get my work done, pass all the things off, and then while I'm sleeping, they're getting everything done. And then and they give me my list of things that I have to do, of course. Their English written writing speaking is phenomenal. I think they do a better job writing than I do, and I'm a native English speaker. So that's wonderful. And the price point is good too. There's a lot of, we're not talking the US-based VAs who are looking for $30, $40, $50 an hour, and they're wonderful and they serve a specific niche. But if you're looking for an admin person who's going to do marketing, who's going to do whatever you need, anywhere from about $6 to $7 an hour, all the way up to $15 or $20 an hour, depending on the skill set and everything else like that. But I've now also never seen a harder working community. They really take pride in their work and want to do a good job. And so I've just been thrilled. I've just been thrilled.
So that's really great. So, a lot of times people will say, well, what do you have the virtual assistant do? So tell us, what do you have virtual, or what should or could they do for your business?
That's a great question, one that I get all the time. So we've found in our business, Virtually Aligned, we have three different levels of placement. So we have the general VA, and I'll certainly explain what those different things are. But there's a general VA who's going to do the more administrative tasks, the email management, the calendar management, the CRM, following up with clients, things like that. For me, I had them do a lot of client management, emails, following up on past clients, reaching out to potential new clients. They did a lot of outreach on LinkedIn to get me new clients. You can have them do a lot of generalist admin, what we call general VA work, general virtual assistant work is what we have. Then there's sort of a higher level of skills. That could be SEO, it could be graphic design, it could be photo editing, it could be something specific to real estate. I also have a lot of people who are doing it around franchises because I'm transitioning out of doing franchise consulting and into owning my own company now. And so there's a lot of skill sets around that. That's a higher level. It's not going to be a general admin. You have to pay them more because you're getting higher skills, but you have to pay them more, and they require different skill sets. And then there's what's called the executive assistant, the EA level. So that's somebody who has the drive and the experience to really be your right-hand person who can be that really challenge you. And really get you thinking, have you thought about this? But you said this over here, so you need to do this over there. So there's three different levels. And it really depends on what you're looking for. And we work with our clients to really identify the tasks that need to be done. What I found from my own experience with hiring my very first VA is that I had them do, it was a woman. Most of the VAs on our team are women. That's just the way it works out. But she did some basic stuff. She did some email, she did some, but didn't require a lot of thought, which is fine because that's, I wanted to sort of gradually ease her into that. And then as she started to grow and develop, and I realized, oh, wait, she can do more than that. And she can like manage my inbox. Oh my God, well, that was a game changer. I don't know about you, but how many emails do you get in a day? Oh my God, what a nightmare. So she can manage my email. She started to be more proactive. So I started to go into LinkedIn and actively look for clients on LinkedIn. Give her a general sense, this is kind of what I'm looking for, because she by that time knew me well enough and knew what my ICP, my ideal client profile was. And she started to be more proactive and reach out. And say and use her own messaging. And sometimes, if she had questions, she would use mine or would run it by me. But she was able to do that. Then I hired another VA to do some graphics for me, and they did a phenomenal job of the graphics. and really, just created some amazing stuff. As I'm transitioning out of the franchise world and into starting Virtually Aligned, my new company, then I've got my EA, and she's my right-hand person. And she's doing all the operations, and she's thinking strategically, and she's thinking. I just was on a call with her earlier today, and she's like, "Okay, now this is what we need to think about pricing. This is what we need to think about packaging. This is what we need to think about our CRM. And I'm going to do the research, and I'm going to find the one that's right, and we're going to find a billing system." So it really runs the gamut, and it really depends on the coach or the consultant or the entrepreneur and what they're looking for.
And so are you finding that you're working more with that group, the coaches, the consultants, and the entrepreneurs versus the people that are in, corporate?
Right now, yes. Right now, yes. The temptation when you start a new company is you can be everything to everybody, right? And that I'm not going to fall down that trap, as tempting as it is.
Right.
And so I am right now focusing on the solopreneur, the coach, the consultant, small companies, 2 to 5 people perhaps is about the big,
Yeah.
because that's what I do really well, is finding one or two people to support the key leaders. We're increasingly, we just got a call yesterday from somebody who wants us to build a team for them, which of course we'll do, but that's less our skill set. You
Yeah.
certainly, my experience has been in the number of years that I've been in the corporate world, my experience has been that the leaders of a larger company typically have staff in-house. And
Right.
so it might outsource a key portion of what they're doing, but most of my experience has been that they're looking for somebody in-house to do it for them.
It just gave me the idea really of somebody who of on the leadership side of it, hiring a VA to actually handle this your personal stuff.
Yeah, that happens
That would,
increasingly.
right? I mean, how many times, I mean, I don't have that kind of money per se, like or a social calendar like that per se, I guess you could say, more than that. But I think about that. It's such a gr that would be such a great idea, like a great use of somebody else's time to like
Oh, it's
plan your
heaven.
family calendar and make sure everybody in the family is all squared away and has all the right stuff, or you're planning a vacation and you've got like you need all of those bits and pieces correspond, brought
Well,
together.
like, if
Time
you're gonna be
management, time saving.
exactly, and that's not something you as an entrepreneur or leader should be doing. It's not a good use of your time. Now, if you love doing it, okay, that's fine. But if you have to think about it, I was just thinking about planning my next trip, and you have to think about the flights, and you have to think about the flights not only for you but for your family, and then you have to think about the hotel. And it's fine if you're landing in one place and staying there, but if you're going around, you have to think about all the different hotels. You have to think about, do you rent a car? Do you get trained? You have to think about passports, and do you have the right visas? And
Right.
the just the list of things is endless. And some people love that, and that's phenomenal, and I'm great and always grateful to find those people. And I don't really, I can do the
Right. That's where the
basics.
travel agent comes in, right?
That's
That
what comes in? I didn't hear
travel
you.
agent.
Exactly. But you can hire a VA too. If generally, hey, I want to stay at this hotel, or I like whatever the chain is, Marriott, Hilton, whatever it is, find me a
You could
Hilton.
definitely hire a VA to do that for you. It would be, and actually, in some ways, you could actually say to them, you actually tell them, research itineraries and find the best one and give me, this is what I'm looking. You could actually have them do that research for you so that it's not something that you're wasting, that you're not wasting, but it's not your
No, but
time value
you're the
money,
better uses of your
right?
time. Well, and what's interesting, just to give you a quick idea, everyone's talking about AI, and don't get me wrong, I love AI. I'm using it for everything, right? It's wonderful. And I was going on a college planning trip with my son and some friends a couple of back last year. And so I typed into AI, these are the schools we want to see. This is, what give me a schedule. When can I see them? These are the times that they have the tours. Where should I fly in and out of? It gave me such awful. Told me to fly into one airport and fly out of another one. Neither one were close. It kept telling me I could see all five schools, but then had me tour the same place on completely different sides. This was down in LA and completely different sides of LA within half an hour of each other. Well, anybody who knows LA knows that you can't get there from here in half an hour. I mean, you can't even get down the street in half an hour. So that's why you need somebody who's going to give a critical eye. And that's where a really
That's
good VA can come in.
Okay, so now I just have to ask, where's he at school?
He's going, well, he's gonna, this was, he's a junior now, but fingers crossed, he really loves the University of Denver. And so that's what we're really going. Yeah, I'm
That's good.
hopeful. I'm hopeful.
No, my son's a junior too, so that's what I was like, oh,
Where's he
but yeah.
going? What's he looking at?
East Coast schools, East
Yeah.
Coast schools. But anyway, it's
If you
anyhow.
were a woman, I'd suggest Simmons College because it was a great women's college, but no, he's not the
He's
right
not.
demographic.
He's not a woman, and he doesn't identify as one either. So,
Exactly. You can tell we're in California, right?
but yeah. So it's fascinating to me. It's this is a growing industry.
Very much so. Very much so.
Really, it's a growing industry, and so again, I'm going to ask a question. What made you? And obviously, I know you shared culturally and ethic, like and how they operate, but how are you picking and finding the VAs that you have? And would you ever go to other countries other than the Philippines?
Great question. I started in the Philippines by accident. A colleague of mine said, because I'd mentioned that I didn't want to do this admin shit anymore. And she's like, oh, go check out the Philippines. So I did and found a phenomenal team and loved them. Just to give you an idea, the VAs that we give to our clients to interview go through a very rigorous, thorough 20-step process, where we're checking for things like motivation and energy and personality and skill set and language and writing, and we check references. We also check little things that I never would have thought to think about, but because I have the team over there, they're like, well, we know all the islands and all the different locations, and we know that this part of the country often loses electricity. You wouldn't have thought, I never would have thought of that. You know, it's like, oh, hello. So it's nice that we have the team there that will tell you that, you know, and go take those people through that. I love the Philippines. I love the culture. I love the people. I love, you know, everything that the price point is often very good. We are considering expanding. South Africa, as I mentioned, you know, offline is becoming a popular place, and that might be an option for us. Certainly Latin and South America, just, you know, all of Latin America, you know, Central and South America are just doing some phenomenal stuff. You have to be more careful. The language skills are not as good necessarily. I mean, you can find them, absolutely. But you have, you know, my personal experience is that language is something you have to screen for more carefully. We're still looking. Right now we're focusing on the Philippines. It seems to be that really nice mixture of culture and pricing. Now, as more and more people discover the Philippines and say, oh, wow, that's great, like everything else, prices will go up. But right now, we're focused on the Philippines because that's where the team is.
And so I'm curious, how did you find your first team?
So I found my first team because, and this is a fun story, I love this story. So I was, like I said, I was looking for a VA. And a friend of mine said, oh, check out this company. They'll help you find a VA. And the company was fine, but they helped me find some really good VAs. Then I started to grow my team to offer the same services to other coaches who were doing the exact same kind of franchise consulting that I was doing. And so I said, oh, I need a manager in place to manage all the people. So I, through networking and found this incredible person. And actually, she was my account manager when I hired my first two or three for virtual assistants for that company. And she's like, hey, I'm interested. I would like to take that role. And I'm like, hold, you know, sold, d gone. You know, you're mine. You're amazing. She's wonderful. So it's It's interesting to find that one person and then get you in. We now have a team of, for just that small company, those consulting, people who are doing franchise brokers and franchise consulting. We already have a team of 15 virtual assistants who are supporting almost 70 coaches in that program. And it's all started small, like everything else, and just grew. And
But
it's a,
15 supporting 70. Wow.
So they're doing phenomenal work, and it's and that's why I got the idea. It's like, the franchise consulting has been a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed it. But let's expand my influence, right? Let's expand the power of a VA. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah,
But
no, it's great.
I mean, I tripled my revenue when I hired my first VA again, because all I had to do was focus on the things that I wanted to do that were revenue generating. And at the end of the day, I can come home and see my son and my husband. Such concept, right? And
What a concept, right? Yeah.
my son
What?
always says such concept. And so now I've adapted that. But yes, what a concept.
Right. No,
Exactly.
it's true. It's being able to have the time, to be able to have that free time to be able to go ahead and do that and know that it's, not going to bog you down and you've got somebody else that's got your back.
One of our taglines is fall in love with your business again, and I love that.
Right. No, it's true. You need to fall in love with the business again and being able to do the things of, and I talk to a lot of people about, working on their calendar and looking at what are those income producing activities that you are doing that only you really can do.
Exactly.
And that's
Exactly.
really important. That's really important. Well, Anna, I just love what you're doing. I am so happy that you also are passionate about it because it's very important to find the right people to do this work. So that's really, really important. So you shared the, it's virtually aligned. Is that the best way for people to find you and connect with you at your website?
Yes, absolutely. So virtuallyaligned.com works. We also are in the process of rebranding. We started our life as a company called Time Maximizers. So the website maxyourtime.com also works, but virtuallyaligned.com is the best way to find us.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I could talk to you for hours about this because I think it's so important. And I think what you're doing is truly amazing. So, listeners, if you have been struggling at all with finding some extra time in your life, really take a minute to think about how you could bring a virtual assistant into your world. It's truly a game changer. So, I want you to think about that. And then you need to connect with Anna. So,
Please do. Please do. And check me out on LinkedIn, Anna Brambilla, the LinkedIn.in. Whatever, the Anna Brambilla, I'm the only one there. And would love, even if you have some questions, how do I get started? What does that look like? We're here for you. I'm an educator at heart and just love to help people learn about what's possible.
Oh, well, that is awesome. Well, thank you so much. Listeners, if you have gotten something from this podcast, which I'm sure you have because it is great information, please do me the favor of hit subscribe and then also give us a review. We would love that because it also just helps our amazing guests. And please do reach out to Anna on LinkedIn and go to her website and, make sure you make those connections, and, with her. This is the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight. I'm your host, and I thank you for listening, and thank you for being an amazing guest.
Thank you so much. I loved it.
I'm Jacqueline Strominger, and I want to thank you so much for listening to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, Influential Leaders and Their Game-Changing Insights podcast. If you are a successful CEO, entrepreneur, or leader in your industry, and you have insights you would like to share, we want you to be a guest on this program. So please visit go.leaptoyoursuccess.com/podcast. And if you have gotten something out of this interview and you'd like to share the episode on social media, just go ahead and take a screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on socials.
If you know somebody who would be a great guest, please tag them on social media and let them know about the show and include the hashtag Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. So we regularly are putting out new episodes and content. So please make sure you don't miss any episodes and go ahead and hit subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean so much to me and my team. You want to know more about the podcast or about Leap to Your Success? Just go to the website leaptoyoursuccess.com or follow me, Jacqueline Strominger, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Just plug in my name, Jacqueline, that's J-A-C-L-Y-N, Strominger, S-T-R-O-M-I-N-G-E-R, and follow me on all the socials. So thank you so much for listening, and remember, be unstoppable.